to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to my home here in the most awesome city in the country, Houston, Texas. So it's just great to have you and welcome into my home and the program tonight. We have a great guest tonight. She has not logged on yet. So we're going to go ahead and just have faith that she will eventually be signing in and coming right on board. So we're going to pretend we're going right on. We have plan B already Yeah, if the guest can't make it, in the app, you know, in the side room to be able to put on a repeat that is somebody that is going to be on the program, I'm hoping again in the next few weeks because she has a new book coming out. And so it's Eugenia Valencia will be the repeat if our guest doesn't show this evening. But we're live right now and going to stay live. This is the weekend before the 4th of July. So I know the 4th falls on a Friday this week, this year. So we're going to kind of anticipate knowing what's going on with the freedom of our country and things that's happening in our world. And a lot of things are going on, good, bad, and indifferent, and kind of exciting. And we're seeing things happen in our world that we never have in our generation. So it is an exciting time to be alive, but we want to make sure that you don't only go out and buy some fireworks and light a firecracker or two, or a cherry bomb, or those sparklers, or whatever you do on the 4th, or to go watch some awesome fireworks, or just be with family. Whatever it is, take time to be able to be thankful for the country that we live in, for the freedom that we have, and for what that freedom cost. And still cost many of our men and women that are wearing the uniform and protecting our freedoms all across the world. So thank you, men, women, for helping with that. There's several ways to get involved tonight, and you're welcome to do that. TJ's right there at the BBS radio station, ready to take your calls if you want to do that. So you can call in and listen to his awesome radio voice at 888-627-6008. And if you have any thoughts, even before our guest either shows up or doesn't, officially she'll be a no-show in about 5 minutes if we don't hear from her. But you're welcome to call in and just ask a question about the program, about things in life, what you're dealing with. We've had a lot of different conferences around the country that I've been involved in with North Little Rock Police Department and Sheriff's Department and Tulsa. Had a great time up in Tulsa. Fort Bend, going to be going back there again, doing that. Let's see, I'm going to Indianapolis. I'm going to be speaking at, I'm a keynote speaker in the next couple of weeks at the International DARE Conference, the International DARE Conference, and I'm one of the keynote speakers, and I am sharing the stage and the keynote presentations with the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants. So the official voice of SpongeBob, apparently he's a great believer and supporter of that DARE organization, and DARE is that drug awareness for children that happens in the school systems around the country and around the world. And I'll be speaking there. And then I'll be going to South Padre Island and we'll be speaking there doing some human trafficking training. And then towards the last of July, all the way through August, September, it's just going to be a crazy time. That's when all the schools come back, and I'll be on the road or on virtual almost 4 or 5 times a week. So it's going to be a busy couple, 2 or 3 months coming up. While we have these summer breaks right now, people not in session with schools and different things, and people out doing their own family things. So, had a great, and you may see something different right there on my piano. I had a great event just the other night, and there's my record cover autographed by Andre Bocelli, and getting to see him here in Houston at the Toyota Center, which is just right down the road here, and listening to him with the Houston Symphony Orchestra and all the people that he brought with him, these beautiful operatic voices and baritones and sopranos, and he's a great tenor. And majority of his songs are in a different language, but they still resonated with you because you knew from the music what was happening. And he was blind. He had a and he didn't even tell about his story, but he had unbelievable glaucoma as a child, and at 12 years old was playing football and got hit in the eye with a football and went completely blind, and comes on that stage with a stamina and awareness and a self-assuredness that he's going to control that evening. And he did. And it was an absolutely life-changing concert. And it was one of the best nights of my entire life, listening to him sing these beautiful songs and then closing the program. And it was like, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? Nisum Dorma. And that was his second encore at the evening. And that was his final song of the night. I thought, oh, no, he's not going to do it. And listen to him sing. That song that I listened to literally 5 to 10 times every single day. I put it on YouTube on the computer and put my earphones in, turn it up, and I just let it loop over and over and over. And the words of that song about no matter what happens to me in the darkness of the night, I will in the morning be victorious. I will be victorious no matter what. And I love that kind of encouragement. I want to do my little normal fluff, as TJ calls it, intro, like I do each week. And I want to talk a little bit tonight while we're waiting on our guests to log in, that things that I will never regret doing. You may have a lot of regrets. One of my favorite songs, Frank Sinatra. I remember watching him sing this live, and it was one of his encores at the Blues Arena in St. Louis, Missouri. My mom and dad took me there to watch Frank Sinatra, and he was in his upper years, and he did that song that I love, Regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. My way. Do you have regrets in your life? Are the things that you've done and you think, man, I'd like to, if you play golf, I'd like to have a mulligan on that. I'd like to have a second chance. I'd like to have an opportunity to erase that mistake and rebuild and restart. And we get to do that. You're going to see the sun go down right behind me here shortly. And by the time, if we stay on or go to the repeat, by the time the evening's out, it's going to be dark and the sun's going to go down. But in the morning, we have a chance to restart. And I just want to talk to you a little bit about, in the next few minutes, things that you won't and maybe never regret doing. You may want to jot these down. So grab your pen, piece of paper. And if you have any comments on them, I would love to have a couple phone calls tonight. So 888-627-6008. Number one. One thing that you'll never regret in your life is listening to your gut, your intuition. I have set, and I talk about this in a lot of my training courses, I have set time after time after time in counseling sessions and listened to a parent or parents, a mom or dad or the couple, or a husband or a wife, tell me in a grief-stricken voice, I knew I shouldn't have let them go out that night. I knew I shouldn't have let them go to that party. I knew there was something going on inside of me. I knew I shouldn't have let them spend the weekend at that campground or whatever it is. And then they have that feeling, that weight, that guilt for the rest of their life. So one thing that you will never, ever regret in your entire life is listening to your gut. I truly believe, and whether you're a believer in a higher power or not, but I believe God puts inside of us special alarm systems. Our bodies automatically geared up, wired up for fear, for anxiety, for nervousness, for, I'm in a dark place. I don't know what's around the corner. And you start getting anxious. That is a natural human nature ability that has been God-given to you to have you react and recognize, hey, wait, I need to stop and know something's not right. And listening to your gut, feeling those emotions in your body, having that intuition, and between me, you, and the doorpost, women have a greater capacity to have those intuitions. Men, what do we want? We want to know, where's the remote control for the TV? But women have a different level. They have another, a sixth sense inside of them that if mom, wife, girlfriend, friend that's a female, if they say, hey, I feel funny about them. I don't feel right about being in their presence, or I don't feel comfortable with this person being with us, or them going to this house or whatever. We need to pause and listen to them, because, and if that goes off in your, so many times that alarm goes off. And just like we do in the mornings when our alarm goes off to wake us up to go to work, we keep hitting the snooze button and we get another 15, 20 minutes of sleep. When your intuition goes off, when your gut alarm sounds, don't hit the snooze button. That's the worst thing you can do. Write it down, react, be proactive, take action. But for the love of Pistol Pete, you will never regret listening and then responding when your gut tells you something may be wrong that you need to listen to. So that was free. That didn't cost you anything. And that took me 10 minutes just to get through that one. I may not need a guest tonight. I'll just talk all night long. The second thing that I want you to write down and never regret, because you'll never regret this, developing self-awareness. You need to, and I'm going to be 62 years old in a few weeks. 62, I don't know where time went. But as life, sun starts to dim, and you're in the older years and you realize you have way more days behind you than you ever will ahead of you. and that life is but a breath now left on this earth. We need to understand who we are, our personalities, our emotions, our habits. And then we also need to, in the middle of all that, recognize how we're wired. Each of us have talents. Each of us have abilities. Each of us have innate, created things inside of us that we excel at, that we just absolutely were made for. It's a natural ability or natural knowledge, or you've been trained in a certain area, but you're wired to do that. But then I also wanted to admit that in this second one, that you also need to recognize that there are certain things that you're not wired for whatsoever. Me, hand me a hammer and a nail. I may be able to hang a picture on a wall, but that's about as far as it goes. Take that wall down and move it back 2 feet. Not this guy. Can't do it. I don't have that ability. I've never been wired that way. When the engine goes on a car and I pop the hood, I am looking for something that I have no idea is right in front of me because I have no wisdom when I'm not wired that way. So I'll play with the wires and move things around and hit it with a hammer and try to get in and start it up again. But I'm not wired that way. I would love to be able to crawl underneath the car and change the oil. I don't even know where the oil pan is in a car. I do know it's underneath somewhere. I've never been underneath the car to be able to look like that. I've never done that. That's not me. That's not who I am. That's not what I watched my dad do that stuff. I watched my Uncle Ray do that stuff. I watched my grandpa's go out and fix a tractor and take a engine part apart and then put it back together and it worked. And a lawnmower and things like, I don't have that. So I need to understand, and I'll never regret listening to your gut or developing self-awareness. Understand who you are and then embrace that. There's nothing wrong with taking your car to somebody down the street to get the oil changed because you don't want me doing it. You won't regret that. Recognize your strengths, but also you'll never regret recognizing your weaknesses. And then that gives you the ability. That gives you the permission that when somebody comes to you and say, "Hey, Greg, would you mind doing this? Or if we assign you this project," you automatically go, "Wait, wait, wait, nope. That's not me. That's not the constitution that I have inside of my wheel ability to be able to do. That's not in my skill set. That's way above my pay grade." And I say that a lot. I don't want to go there because I don't do that. I don't. It gives you the permission to say, "No, that's not me." You'll never regret doing that. Number three. We're doing pretty good. It's 20 after 8 already. And I want to let you know that this list didn't just come out of an orifice, that I did majority of these things wrong. And the older I get, the more I start to reflect on, wow, that was important and I missed it. I overlooked it. Be kind to yourself. You will never regret being kind to yourself. Never. When you make a mistake, when you fall, when you oops, or when you really completely blow it, forgive yourself. It's okay. I have learned more from my mistakes than I ever have from my successes. Because my successes, let's be honest, my successes brings out the ugly side of me, and it's called pride. When I handled it and did it great, and I achieved it, and I made it without any effort whatsoever, I got that. I got the world by the tail. I knew what I was doing and did it great. And then I start getting cocky, and then I start getting flippant, and then I start making mistakes because I have overconfidence in something. So I need to forgive myself when I make mistakes, when I totally blow it. And it also gives me an opportunity. So make sure you give yourself an opportunity to rest, to take breaks, to there's a new wave. And I don't know if you're reading a lot of books, but I have right there in my recliner that I sit at hours every night, I have stacks of books. There's a new wave, and notice this when you go to Barnes and Noble. There's a new wave of books that seems to be. I'm just hitting the chat box right now and seeing. Okay, good. That it seems like everybody's writing about right now, and they call it this. And there's a couple books entitled this. I'm not advocating that you buy it because I haven't read them. I just noticed them. The Power of the Pause. That there's a power in that time to be able to put everything on pause and reflect. So, one of those things of being kind to yourself includes when you're on that rat race and you're running, you're the little hamster, just running as fast as you can. The wheel just going, 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 going. And then you stop and then it just throws you. And then you get back up and you just keep on going. Eventually, it wears you down. Eventually, you just can't go anymore. And there's people standing outside your office door tomorrow morning at work that could do your job better than you and for half the price. So that puts you back on the wheel and you think, okay, I got to keep on producing, producing, producing. And how do we reward our people that are best employees at the office that I work at Baylor College of Medicine, which is right over there? We give them more work. That's how we reward our best employees. And there's something wrong with that picture. And in this being kind to yourself, you have to make the decision to say, hey, wait, stop, pause. And there's all these books coming out, magazines coming out on the power of the pause and the importance of a reset, the importance of a step back, the importance of just taking a breath and going, we need that. And we live in a world that is so filled with stress, filled with anxiety, filled with things that are just bombarding us with all the phone junk and all the media stuff and the computers. And when you're online, you got all these ads that are popping up. You have messages that's coming from WhatsApp or your iMessages. And then you have the news alerts that's coming across. And all of a sudden, those that play games or watch TikTok, you have these TikTok announcements that's coming on. And you're just trying to simply answer an email at the office or a personal email. And you get bombarded all. Every now and then, take a pause and you will never regret being kind to yourself in a powerful way. And in that kindness, we need to allow ourselves a break, a rest. And believe you me, I never did that. And now I'm almost 62 years old, and I'm in a vehicle. Physically, emotionally, mentally, that has been rode hard. And conking out. And there's no way to repair that damage. An engine in your life isn't designed to get here. And that's what I teach on all around the country. It's toxic stress. It's like you get in to go into the garage. We're talking about changing oil. Go into the garage and crawl underneath your car and loosen the oil pan nut and let all the oil pour out on the driveway. And then get in the car and start the car and then floor the gas and leave that engine running as hot and heavy and fast as you can with no oil in it. Eventually, what's going to happen to that engine? It's going to hiccup and then it's eventually going to bottom out. We have people walking the streets. We have people that are filling offices tomorrow morning and been working all weekend long that are almost ready to conk out, to drop. And I think it was the comedian Lily Tomlin that mentioned, hey, even though you may win the rat race, you're still a rat. What are we gaining from doing that? So I know one thing that you will never, ever regret is being kind to yourself. Forgive yourself for those major mistakes and those minor mistakes. Give yourself some grace. And then also give yourself some opportunities to take a break, hit pause, and rest and breathe. And I think, well, I need this one too. I'll add this one to it. I'm doing this on the cuff because I'm trying to expand this to let this be more elongated. But I need that pause before I engage this. Somebody will say something to me, and I'll immediately spew out something. I'll immediately say, oh, you know. And I get that from my mom. I know exactly where I get that. I used to call my mom all the time, any time of the night, I could call mom. And she would always answer the phone. And I'd tell her what I was going through. And it was just nice to have somebody that you could share, hey, what's going on in life? You didn't necessarily want the answers to the situations. You just wanted a mom to listen to it. And she would automatically say, hey, and wouldn't even let me finish. Hey, Greg, this is what you need to do. Matter of fact, I'm going to order that for you and I have it shipped to you tomorrow. But you need to do this right away. So first thing in the morning, do this, yada, yada, yada. And she'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And it's like, whoa, mom, no. I didn't want you to solve it. I just wanted to let you know what's going on in my life. And this is what I think I need to do. What do you think of that? Oh, and I would have to back her up. But I got that same characteristic in me. And I think some of that may be being Italian that I am, that I always spew. And then I say, oh, I wish I could have that back. Oh, I wish I didn't say it that way. And I think in this category, something that you'll never regret is let's add that one to the list. You'll never regret taking a pause on saying something before you say it. But I will regret so many times saying something that I should have paused and then not said it at all. Same way with emails. Same way with emails. I will type an email up in response to somebody and eat them up and spit them out. And then I'll have somebody read the email and they go, do you really want to do that? No. Greg, don't even respond. And I find that having that extra set of ears, that extra brain, that extra calmness that isn't personally involved in it sometimes brings great wisdom because I want to boom, pop, let's react. And sometimes proactiveness is silence. I'll tell you what, we're at a commercial break. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break. And I want, before we go to that commercial break, I want to let you know that right now, I would love everybody, I'm not asking you to buy a thing, but right now, my first book that looked like this, and it sold over 3 million copies. I got the rights back to this book, and I have just re-released it in this version, and it looks better. I have the original blue cover. I like it the best of all. It's right now on Amazon, not to buy, so I'm not asking you to buy it. But the way Amazon works, before we go to the break and talking about the other book that's getting ready to get on Amazon, Embracing Your Scars, but this book is in the pre-sale mode right now. Not asking you to buy it, but if you would just every day, every time you think of it, find this version on Amazon, the blue copy that says it's in pre-release right now, and just type it in and search for it every day that you can think of, as many times as you can during the day. Those algorithms will start adding up in Amazon. And then when it goes on sale on my birthday on July 25th for that final re-release, new publication of the new release of the first book, it will have that jump in position on Amazon. And it may be right there to when you open up the page, there's the book. And it's all about how many pages have been opened looking for this book and how much traffic is going to this site. So it didn't cost you a thing, but if you like the program, if you enjoy me, and if I've helped you in any way with some of my goofiness on Sunday evenings, I would love for you to be able to help me. It's not going to cost you dollars. It's going to cost you a couple minutes of your time to be able to go in there every day, a couple, two or three times when you have nothing else to do, search for the book, play around in that page, and the longer you're on it, searching and clicking through, it'll help get that book up in a higher position when it is released on July 25th. Let's take a commercial break, TJ, right now, and we will see you back in about a minute, 12 seconds. And I'm going to go ahead and ride this wave all the way out, and you're stuck with me this evening. Be right back. 888-627-6008. Why don't you call in? Love to talk to you. See you in a minute. Be right back.
Get ready for a life-changing journey. From the best-selling author of Shattered by the Darkness and When the Dark Clouds Come, Dr. Gregory Williams is back with his highly anticipated third book, Embracing Your Scars, learning how to turn life's pain into life's power and purpose. Have you ever wondered how to transform your struggles into strength? Do you want to stop hiding behind the pain, the heartache, and instead learn how to turn those scars into the very fuel that propels you towards greatness? If you do, then this book is for you. In Embracing Your Scars, Dr. Williams shows you how to take the negative experiences of your past and turn them into the very source of your future success. Don't miss out, because your transformation begins here. The book is available soon on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever great books are sold.
All righty, welcome back. And it looks like TJ, thank you for pulling that commercial on this new book. And it's an old book. It's 2018 when it came out. It came out in this version in a hardback that I believe I have on the piano. Oh, it's behind Andre Bocelli right now, record, but then came out when HCI published it, the same people that did The Child Called It, and then I got the rights of it back because I kind of wanted to control my own destiny, and now it's in this new version, and I like this one best of all. So go in and play with it. Don't buy this one because the ones that's being sold right now are going for 20 some dollars. I don't even know who's selling these right now, and it's still on. I got to get a hold of the publisher tomorrow and say, hey, take that book off the market because it's being sold in bookstores in Tennessee for like $28. And I don't know who's getting those funds or anything about that. So don't buy that one. Wait till July 25th. And if you want this one, it's going to be on there. And I'd love to do that. I don't talk about my books like that very often. I'll let the commercial do that. So anyway, 888-627-6008. No, that's fine, TJ. I'm glad you did. Because that goes right along with get at least get on the site and look that book up and play and the blue copy. A blue cover of that book, and that would sure help me out. And I'm thinking about having a re-release celebration of the book. It would have been in July, 7 years the book's been out. And believe it or not, it came out in 2018. I did the start of the radio show not too long after that. And have really, really enjoyed where that book has taken me. Not me personally, but me interacting with so many people and getting the opportunity to make an impact and touch so many people's lives. That makes it all worthwhile. Okay, so I'm kind of just doing off the cuff radio show all by myself tonight because my guest didn't show up. But welcome to live radio. And I've had a repeat the last couple of weeks several times. A lot of people are vacationing right now and doing things with their family. And they don't have time to be on a radio show at Sunday night at 8 o'clock. So I didn't want to run another repeat. So thank you for allowing me to share just some thoughts from my heart. But I was on a list of things that you will never regret doing. One was listening to your gut, developing your self-awareness, being kind to yourself. Another one that I wish I had done, and I'm paying the price now, and the cost of that ticket is getting very expensive in my life. It's taking years off my life because I didn't prioritize my health. So you will never regret. Number four, prioritizing your health. You got to take care of your vessel. It's the only one you got. And folks, when you get to my age and things start falling, drooping, sagging, limping, hurting, aching, wrinkling, all of this stuff, and then fading up here and finding bald spots. And look here, I got a spot there. You can put a golf ball and never touch a hair. When this starts happening, there's no turning back. And I just didn't take time to make my health a priority. So one thing that you'll never regret in life is making your health. And in this day and age, not only your physical health is important, but so is your mental health. I think since COVID, since what's going on in the world, since the craziness that we see every single day of our lives, the craziness of what's happening on our streets. When I was a child, we applauded our police officers, our military, those people that are in office, our teachers. We held them in the highest regard. Now, there's kids protesting at the most elite and expensive college campuses, and they're protesting and saying things of hatred about other nationalities, other faiths, other beliefs and cultures. What year is this? I don't understand all that. So in that, I'm starting to recognize that when the race gets faster and we don't take care of ourselves mentally and physically and emotionally, you'll start seeing the culture turn a corner that I'm not for sure will ever gain back. Here it is getting ready to go into the 4th of July week, burning our flag. How dare anybody burn our country's flag? That flag stands for so much, not in just our freedom here that we're enjoying, the living in an awesome city like this, getting to have awesome people like the BBS radio staff and be able to broadcast this and have that freedom of this program going right now, unedited, live, literally around the world. And I don't have a fear that if I say the wrong thing, that it's going to be cut off the air, that somebody's listening to and go, oh, nope, you said something bad about Trump, or you said something bad about Biden, or you said Jesus Christ's name, or you said this, or you said. I have the freedom to do that. But in that right to have that freedom to be able to do that, I need to understand what gave me that right. And that was the fight, the battle lines, the military personnel that two of my boys did were in the Army and one's still in the Army. I'm so proud of that. And that gave us the freedom to be able to, yeah, have protest, peaceful protest, but not protest that is anti-Semitic or filled with hatred or throwing rocks and gasoline bottle filled. Bottles filled with gasoline and those Molotov cocktails. I'm not even sure what that's really called, but into a crowd of police officers and hurt them. Are you kidding me? And we need to recognize that we need to prioritize taking care of who we are health-wise, physically, but also mentally, because I look at some of our world and I'm thinking, we're missing a page. What happened? Where did we come off feeling that air of hatred that has been around since the beginning of time? But I thought a country like ours should have been able to grow through that, mature through that, and recognize that diversity makes us more powerful. Diversity makes us more valuable. Diversity makes us stronger. Diversity makes us more complete of a people. And in that, we need to recognize that the only way to have that completeness is to be healthy, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally, financially. And all the rest of the Lee family, we need to have that and to be at our utmost and best in all of those categories. And the only people that can do it is us. Nobody can come in and force me to take care of myself. And we want to get on the TV and watch these protests and all of these riots and things, and go out and just knock them in the head and say, hey, wake up and smell the coffee. No, there needs to be more than that. They need to wake up and smell the coffee. They need to take that pride back in to who they are and maybe take a pause and not get caught up in all this stuff. And politics, congratulations, has caused a lot of that. We live in a country that's very divided that way. But you got to take care of yourself physically. I'll get off that soapbox and throw that off to the side. Another one. You will never regret mentoring somebody else. I've always heard and read that right now, at this very given time, there's three people looking to you and guiding, shaping their lives to be just like you. They're looking up to you. Three people are looking to you to be exactly like you. And in that, we need to take time to mentor other people, to help other people, teach people those skills that only you know and they need to know. Take time to reach down and to bend down and get on eyeball level with a child and give them encouragement, lift them up emotionally with your words. There's so many negative words being thrown around right now, and so many kids being hurt and abused. And once that gets in that repeat cycle of that audio tape in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit, you hear those hateful words all the time. And I hear those every day of what my dad said to me and the words that he used against me. I'll never amount to anything. You were a mistake. You're worthless. You're never going to be anything. You can't do anything right, can you, Greg? But then again, I remember the people in my life, like a teacher of Roger Campbell, my eighth grade teacher, that took time to care for me, give me extra time. Other people in my life that have stepped up to the plate, a business owner in Southern Illinois, they came to me when I was like 11, 12 years old, and they said, "Greg, you would be perfect at this. I see this in you." And that planted a seed way back in the back of my mind to be able to go, wow, you know. And I ended up choosing that as my career. And I don't even know where that came from. But then when I really sat back and looked at it, it came from him setting me down and saying, "I noticed something in you every time I see you. And you'd be awesome at this. Have you ever thought about this?" And at that early age, no, I never had. And but then it came back. That little seed was planted and it grew roots and it went deep. And that started off my career in the early days. Mentoring somebody is something very, very important. And lifting up others as you advance. And I believe when I was in my early college years, I went to a John Maxwell conference, a leadership conference. And I love John Maxwell's books. You can get, there's 30 of them at Barnes and Noble right now. And he always has the law of, you know, this and the law of teamwork and the eight laws of prosperity and the law. He always does these laws. But he was at a conference and I got to meet him live. And in that conference, I remember writing down in one of the journals that I had boxes of, and I still do, writing down that any time that you climb up another rung of the ladder in success and in leadership, that the real leader will always look back and offer their hand to help another person up the ladder. You'll never regret offering that hand. You'll never regret offering that support, that kindness, that mentorship to help other people grow. And I think just being in the atmosphere of that kind of care in today's world, that's why certain teachers change your life. That's why certain people have come into your life and totally impacted, and you have their literal fingerprint all over you and your life and your abilities because they cared enough to invest a little bit of time and energy and care and love and compassion into you. And it makes all the difference. I try to do that every day with somebody. And somebody calls and says, "Hey, do you have time? I'll sure try to give you as much time as I have. And if I don't, I will make it for you sometime that week and get with you and give you some time." Absolutely. So mentoring somebody else, helping somebody else in a tight spot is, oh, we have a caller. Wow, we do have a caller. TJ, bring him on and see who wants to talk tonight. We're almost done with the show, but bring it on. I hope I haven't been waiting long.
Hello.
Hey, Darlene.
Yes, it's me. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I've been doing great. You know, I hope you remember me. You've always been a positive role model to me.
Darlene, are you from Tennessee?
Yes, I
Well, then I remember you.
am. Yes. Yeah, I speak highly of you. I tell different people they ought to hear your story, that you got one heck of a story, and you are very uplifting to many people. And so I try to get the word out about you. And I'm very pleased seeing you on tonight and giving this positive feedback as well. And knowing that you're going to have your book republished, and I see that you got that other book, and now I ordered that other book tonight.
Well, I appreciate that. And then I have another book that's supposed to be on Amazon called Embracing Your Scars and
Okay.
shortly. And then Hiding in the Darkness, the book about men and boys, is going to be available probably 6 to 8 weeks. So thank you, Darlene, for your support. And thank you for the work that you do. I know you help a lot of people too.
Well, thank you. I just recently got my last book out. It's Born to Live in Hell version 2.0.
What's the name of it?
Born in 11 Hell version 2.0.
Wow, Born in a Living Hell version 2.0. I'm
Right.
writing that down right now. Well, thank you so much for calling. This was not a
Well,
planned
thank you.
show tonight with this. I'm just talking from the heart. But every now and then that is what God has in store. Have you ever noticed,
Exactly.
Darlene, in your own life that things that aren't planned and when it happens, ends up being the most impactful things in your life?
Exactly. And I didn't know that I would see you on tonight, and it just so happened that I did find you again. So it's
Well, I'm
like,
glad you
yes, and
called
you're live at the
and
moment.
welcome
You know, it's
back.
like,
And is this book, your book, available for purchase right now?
yes, it is. It's just recently been put out there.
Okay. Well, tell you what, let's have you on the program. You want to? We'll
Yeah,
schedule you.
sure.
I will try to contact out to you. If you have my email, please reach out to me next week and I'll put you on the schedule and we'll try to sell some books out for you.
Okay, that sounds good. I hope I still got your email.
TJ
But
says right now after we say goodbye here, he will pass my number on to you, or if you want to give him yours, he'll put it in the chat for me so I have that available to be able to, because I think I have yours somewhere, but boy, we've been talking for a long time. It's been a while since we've talked.
yeah, and I like to have you on my program too. So,
Love to do it, darling. Thank you so much for calling, dear.
well, thank you so much.
You have a
Bye-bye.
good night. Okay, we'll get you on the show. Okay, mentoring somebody. And that's isn't that neat that, we hardly ever get called, but somebody called and said, "Hey, wait, thank you." And that makes all the difference. A lot of people thinks that we do this for the applause or the money. And thanks for playing, because if you are an author, the money sometimes just doesn't. You may sell a book, you may not. It's a random dice toss, a crapshoot. So it's not for the money, it's not for the applause, it's for the ability to be able to impact somebody else's life. And that makes all the difference. I'm being told that we only have 3 more minutes. I'm going to take it right up to the very time. Here we go, TJ. Another one. Saying you'll never regret saying no more often. Saying the word no more often. Recognizing that your time is your most valuable asset. Lean in. Time is more valuable than money. Because tomorrow I can go make more money. I sold two boxes of books at a half price bookstore a while ago. Got $16.75 for probably $300 worth of books. But I made some money on books that I had stored up in a box. I could always make money, but you can't make more time. And as I see the twilight of my years, time's very valuable now. Every day, every hour, and not long from now, every minute is going to be precious. And we need to say no more often and recognize that time is your most valuable asset. Now, as I close, one last one. You will never regret blowing to not blow out somebody else's candle. To not blow out somebody else's candle. Blowing out somebody else's candle will never make you shine brighter. And we have so many people. I wish politicians would learn this. Just stop talking about everybody else and tell me what you're going to do about the issue today. And go to Congress, go to the House of Representatives, go to Senate, go to your mayor's office, go to your, whatever, your council office, and do your job. Stop standing in front of that podium and damning everybody else, and then eventually get to what you're going to do with the situation. That it's the wrong day and age for that, but we do it to ourselves too. We do with our so-called coworkers and our team members. We always try to blow out somebody else's candle so it seems like it makes us look brighter. No, it doesn't. You will never shine any brighter. You only shine brighter when you put fuel and help people be a better, stronger individual. No matter what they've gone through, everybody is carrying a load. And sometimes that load gets really heavy. Sometimes it gets really, really heavy. And it wears on the nerves on your back. And the weight just, you can't even hardly get through the day. Remember, everybody has their own baggage. And we need to understand and be courteous and kind to everybody. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. Thanks for joining us tonight. I had no idea we were going to do it this way, but that's all right. We'll reschedule our child author again to be back on the show in the next couple of weeks to have her back on. Join us next week for another edition of Breaking the Silence, live from Houston. And on behalf of those awesome people of BBS Radio, on behalf of me and my family, on behalf of everybody that's listens to this program, that understands this phrase that I say each and every week, don't miss it. Don't miss this. There's always hope, no matter what's going on. And you will never regret leaning in to hope because it's there for you. God bless you. Have an awesome week, and we'll see you next week for another live edition. And enjoy your 4th of July. And remember those people that are putting their life on the line this very night. God bless. Good night. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.